USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate will start debating President Biden's bloated $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill this week. Democrats have now backed down from an effort to raise minimum wage to $15 an hour. Senate debate on the COVID-19 bill could begin as early as Wednesday. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's health department director is set to receive a $156,000 payout after his sudden resignation in January. His departure still has not been explained. Former Michigan State Health Department Director Robert Gordon also signed a confidentiality agreement in the interest of protecting deliberations among government officials. Republican leaders are calling it a cash payoff to be quiet. Ted Goodman with the Michigan GOP said Michigan taxpayers deserve to know the circumstances. Actor Will Smith is considering running for office at some point in the near future while appearing on a podcast release Monday night. I absolutely have an opinion. I'm optimistic. I'm hopeful. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Freedom Health Alliance. Now more than ever, our immune systems are under attack as we face continued turmoil as a nation. Stress, anxiety, illness, masks, lockdowns, and of course this past presidential election, all of these are taking a toll on our mental, emotional, and physical health. Freedom Health Alliance offers incredible products, but before I brought their products to you, I had to experience them for myself. Since taking these products, my energy has increased, my brain fog is gone, I'm sleeping better, and I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Freedom Health Alliance is offering my listeners an additional 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free at 888-910-0341. That's 888-910-0341. Just say Wayne Alaroot sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. And use promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com.
U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has pledged millions of dollars of U.S. aid to Yemen to ease what is being called the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Project Hope reports the loss of life in Yemen will exceed cases of COVID-19, cholera, and malnutrition when compared to fatalities from the bloody war. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told us that commitment comes from Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
You heard Secretary Blinken pledge nearly $191 million in humanitarian assistance for the people of Yemen. We have worked with the region, and well beyond the region, in fact, to encourage the international community to raise its ambition, knowing that Yemen is now home to the world's worst humanitarian catastrophe. The international community has a special responsibility to the long-suffering people of Yemen, and that's what we're committed to.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Biden administration continues to erode immigration policies set by former President Trump. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
President Joe Biden has changed a number of Trump-era policies since coming into office, specifically reversing a number of the former president's orders on immigration. But Congresswoman Nancy Mace says that too many of President Biden's policies are focused on reversing those of his predecessor. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that Washington's focus should instead be on the American people.
The Biden administration is trying to literally undo everything good, especially that the Trump administration did. Under his administration, we had record unemployment, not only for women, but black and brown African Americans, Hispanic Americans, hardworking Americans. And everyone wants, I think, to have free trade with our neighbors. You want to support and be allies to our neighboring countries here and abroad. But we've got to take a stand and work for the American people. That's why we're here today, for nobody else but us, and to pull us up, to get us through COVID-19 pandemic, to keep our doors open, to keep businesses open, to put kids in school. And we're failing right now.
Moving away from working with all lawmakers, Biden has now signed more than 40 executive orders, actions, and memorandums. Officials with the Arizona Department of Health say those 55 and older will now be eligible for receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Officials are calling the arrangement a hybrid approach that will allow those 55 and older to get shots alongside frontline essential workers. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.